Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Infidelity started the moment the word marriage came into existence. A lot of homes have been broken. A lot of men and women are said to be in pain. A lot of people even find it hard to believe the word love really does exist. What has infidelity got to do with marriage? What has infidelity got to do with sex? How much emotions do we need for us to have sex with that man or woman who just cheated on us? How much healing do we really need to get into that mood of getting wet, getting turned on, getting an orgasm, and maybe getting squirt? Anyway, come back, yeah? It's not a moody night. It's a night of sex. But hey, like I always say, no sex during my show. If you're just joining the show for the very first time, I remain your one and only hottest, sweetest, most romantic, sexiest. You know, some of us are just born to have sex. No issues. We ain't sorry about it, yeah? I remain the only soul spice, the sex code that you will ever find in Africa. The sex code. I say the way it is. And you know, on this show, all we do is help bring your fantasy to reality. Now, before I go on the break to bring in my guest, do follow me at This is Pop Central, the only TV that pops sex to your TV screen. And don't forget to follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice or Sex Toys with Soul Spice. If you follow my page, get ready to get honey. Yeah. So, tonight is going to be a different night. It's going to be a night of pain, happiness, joy, emotions, getting wet, getting turned on, getting hard on, fingering, sucking, whatever it is. But hey, hold it right there till I say it's time to get down. On this, I'm going to be taking a break. And when I come back, I'm going to be dishing out the topic and let you know how much I'm going to be penetrating, fingering, and digging straight into your brain. Don't go anywhere because I'm coming back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Tonight is the night of, I don't know. I refuse to get wet because this story definitely will make me feel wet. Until I get into the mood, it's still going to be a threesome. You know how I do it. I love to roll in threes. I don't like one person. It doesn't work for me. Even though I can't marry him, he's here. Even though I can't date her, she's here. Anyway, tonight we're talking about infidelity and sex. I know a lot of women are like, Ashiri Atuleni, I hope he listens. Some men are like, she will hear. Let your conscience judge you. Anyway, with me tonight, I have the one and only. She's a specialist in what she does. She's pretty, she's hot, she's sexy. She's always having sex. She's married. She has a child. And I know she has sex before coming. I'm very sure. I know she's going to have some when she gets home. Her name is Okpe Gregory. She is an infidelity recovery specialist. Welcome to the section.
Thank you.
I hope you're ready for our threesome tonight.
Yes, let's have that conversation.
She changed it for me. Let's have that conversation. In short, I'm not having a threesome, but the conversation threesome. We know people like them. We'll bring out the sex goddess now. You know how we'll do it. When they first come, they're always so calm. I'm holy, I don't do this. But when it gets to a point, you see them come out. Anyway, he has refused to grow old. The last time I saw him, he's still looking the same. He's married, he's a father, he's a lover boy, he's a husband, he's a boyfriend, he's... what else? What are those names that we call them? He's an aristo to her, he's the side guy, he's the main guy, he's the home guy. In short, I don't know again. Me, I shall know him as secret place husband. I don't know how somebody will be a husband and will be doing secret things in secret place. Uncle, what do you do in that secret place?
Secret things.
Secret things.
Secret things.
But you're supposed to be a
secret wife.
With a secret wife.
With a secret wife.
Yeah.
You should let me not go there. His own secret things is godly secret things, not the kind of secret things you are thinking.
No, the secret things belong to the Lord, so.
Yeah.
Belongs to the Lord. The secret things. Like sex secrets.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, in our secret things, open. Treat anywhere. What do you think I said? Please go ahead. Welcome to the section.
Thank you so very
How are you today?
I'm very good.
I can see both of you are good. Okay, let's get down to business. Right, a lot of people are already waiting for this topic. I got a lot of DMs here. So, why infidelity? Why is it a problem to choose?
Okay, so it's not, I wouldn't necessarily term it as a problem. I think it's just a choice that you make. No one decides that they're going to hurt any, like, you don't wake up thinking, oh, I'm going to hurt somebody. But a lot of people have excuses for infidelity. There's so many wide ranges of infidelity, you know, physical, emotional, financial, cyber, so many different forms of infidelity. Now, I've never met anybody who has been, or let me say it this way. None of my clients have ever been the type that they set out to cheat on their spouse.
Okay.
And there's no remorse. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Infidelity is just having your cake and eating it too, basically. If I'm going to, you know, term it that way or make it lightly. Yeah. Infidelity is not holding your end of the bargain to our commitment. I made vows to you. You said that you were going to love me for the rest of our lives. And you haven't done that. So what's going on? There's temptations, there's mistakes, there's, oh, I fell and tripped on his dick, or, you know.
How do you trip?
No, but I'm just using
that. Yeah, those are the things they say, yeah.
Those are the excuses that
I want to trip on your dick.
Those are the excuses that you hear. Yeah. Infidelity is so wide now. And I was just telling Secret Place husband that in Nigeria, infidelity as sin is carried as something that is overtly accepted. Whereas in other parts of the world, there's a threat to your security. There's a threat to, you know, your mortgage, your home. There's a threat to your children. You think twice before you do it. I'm not saying that people don't.
Yeah.
But the consequences, quote unquote, may seem like it's higher abroad than it is here, especially with the man who is the sole provider. And so when he's providing for every and anything in the home, what do you have to say?
You don't have a say.
You don't have a say, you know, and that thing comes with pride. Again, infidelity, when it comes to conversations that you have with people who have even stepped out on their marriages, it's mainly because they don't have accountability. They don't have, so for example, I cheat on my husband and I come and tell you, so Spice, and I was like, I cheat on my husband. And you tell me all the reasons why it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So it's like, again, like I said, it's overtly accepted. So infidelity is just not doing good with your commitment that you made, whether it's a marriage or a courtship or an engagement. Mm,
that's a deep one. So Secret Place husband, let me come to you. Are the rules? At what point do you say, you know what, we can't tell. Okay, so there's this thing of chatting with somebody else.
Right.
You know, it's just a chat.
Yeah.
You know, don't go through my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, don't go through my phone. You go through my body. Mm. You see everything. I see your pen, see my vagina that the whole world can't see. Mm. And they are telling me, phone is private. Mm. So at what point do we say, you know what, this can be termed as infidelity?
Okay, you know, most times we don't pay attention to infidelity until the act has happened.
Yes.
And it is not a thing of the act, it started from the heart. So in that instance whereby I say don't go through my phone, what is happening to your heart? That means your heart is somewhere else already. Your heart is deviating somewhere else. So if we can trap it at the point of the heart, before the act manifests,
comes
we
in.
Don't just focus on the act, then we'll be able to nip something in the bud.
Can I just add to that as well? That, you know, the heart, you know, I posted something that infidelity doesn't start in the bedroom. It started before you ended up in the bedroom. So that's why and I've posted something before that if you have to hide messages from your spouse, for example, on your devices, you're already there. You're already at that point. So like he said, check your heart and before you check the act. So like I said, infidelity is not only the physical aspects of things. There's emotional cheating. There's financial cheating where I'm
you are my husband, but you can't know that I'm spending money on John in my office and I'm shielding that from you. What's my motive for spending money on John and my husband doesn't know about it? So you need to check the heart before the act, like he said. And also, infidelity is, we need to move away from, oh, I didn't, because if I didn't sleep with the person, I didn't cheat. What's in
so we believe, we believe that, you know, it's until you undress,
of course,
you know, and get down,
of course,
without doing that. But then women, or okay, let me not use any sex in this
stereotypical.
A lot of spouse get so emotional with probably just seeing a chat, or you picking a particular girl to the office every time, or you staying on the phone late at night, you know, talking to a particular girl, you know, all those things get into place. Now, our culture has not made it easy. Our culture has not made it. So we've given men the power to say, you know what, if he cheats, the max that will happen, he will tell you sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah,
and then I have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if I have money, even if I can walk away, they tell me, think of the children. Think of the home you've built. Think of this, think of that. But when you cheat,
as a woman,
nobody's telling you to think of anything. They pack your things and then back to your parents' house. So why do men have
two things? Yeah. Two things involved. So just to add to what you just said now, you know, to clarify what you just said. One is the upbringing. Because that culture, we're the one that determined the culture, what's going to be our way of life.
Yeah.
So one is the upbringing. Two is the act of lawlessness that generally is
surrounding us.
So it's not just only in marriage or relationships. We're quite a lawless. Yes. So if you look at it, just like Okwe said, you find out that we don't have that strong legality when it comes to either marriage or anything. People do stuff and
fragile.
You know, they kind of get away with it because nobody will, you find it very stressful to say, okay, going through divorce, and it's not that easy. Do you understand? And you know, it's not really welcomed. That idea is not really welcomed. Like, what are you, because we've accepted it, just like what she said, we've accepted it, and the idea is not even really welcome. So if we can improve in our legal processes, whereby if someone does anything wrong, we can both sit down, and there's a consequence. These are things that people are supposed to have discussed before they got married. Like, okay, yes, if you do this, this is what I am going to do.
The consequences,
you know. But at that point in time, we're so much in love, and even give excuses for some things. Even if someone is telling you that, oh, what this person is doing is wrong, you will be covering up for them.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what we've had. So people, at that point in time, I know that I will get away with anything.
Yeah.
I know how to get out.
There's no consequences. There's no repercussions.
Yeah. So if there is that consequence, that repercussion, just like she said, you would think about it. And you know that, oh, it is not really, really difficult for me to get
boundaries.
Yeah. For me to get the punishment, for me to get the whatever is going to be the judgment against me. Do you understand? So that in a way can curb it. Now the aspect of the culture is the fact that I realized that most men who really don't cheat, in a sense, most of them had this good upbringing, because in that upbringing you've been taught loyalty, you've been taught faithfulness, you've been taught accountability.
Yeah.
Do you understand now? Okay. So it is not easy for them to one day walk away from that knowledge, from that experience. Unlike someone who doesn't have that orientation at all.
You know, most of our generation, especially in Nigeria, well, in Africa, their parents married more than one wife.
Yeah.
So, true. I mean, I have grandparents, well, my granddad, who had maybe two or three wives. So it's like a thing of, if they can do it, why can't I do it?
Yeah.
So it's almost as if you're missing out on something out there. The commitment
to one. And then once you have maybe small money.
Well, yeah, influence is what I call it, not necessarily the money. You can have the money, but also, you know, be guarded. But when you have influence and power, you take it, it just, you misuse it. And just backing up on the cultural thing, there's no repercussions. If I am a strong woman, for example, my husband knows that he won't cheat on me when his head is not incorrect. Do you understand? Because of what I've done in his life. Do you understand? I'm not saying that all men are like that.
True.
But I mean, there's things that you have to put in place. Like you were saying, that you have to put certain things in place, repercussions, boundaries, and consequences. That if you do this, this is what will happen.
There you have it, yeah. It's a deep one. Yeah. Culture, tradition, things we've accepted. Anyway. I want to go on a break because I'm already getting to an open. I need to clean up before my orgasm gets there. Yeah, you know how we do it. But when we come back, we're going to be diving into infidelity and sex itself. How does this affect sex? Don't go anywhere. No touching, no kissing, because I'm coming back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
And so welcome back to your one and only sex show. Yes, it's been a great one. Tonight, I don't know why they are trying to turn me on, but it's not going to work. I'm not going to be in the mood. I promise not to get wet, but I can't promise I'm not going to have sex. Like, with this song, oh, sure, I did. It's going to be a slow one. I'm not going to rush it tonight. Like, I don't know if you can hear it. It's turning me on already.
It's okay.
Dear husband, if you can hear me, please. You are needed in the studio. Probably on my next break. I can quickly do a quickie. You know how we do it here. Anyway, if you're just saying this is a sex show and all we do is talk about sex. Tonight we're talking about infidelity and sex. So, okay, let's go into business.
Yes, please.
Sex and infidelity. How does this connect? Why is it that so many women have problems? Okay, let me not really say women. Even men too, though. Yeah. Once a spouse cheats on them, yes, I've forgiven you. Yes, you have sorted it. Yes, we have moved on. But hey, the sex is not the same. They try so hard, but...
It's the blockage. It's a mental blockage. There's no simplest way to put it. So you've blocked it. You haven't spoken about it. You haven't gone through the process. I would ask that couple, what process have you gone through? What's the process of discovery? What's the process of disclosure? What's the process of forgiving? What's the process of reconciliation? Have you allowed yourself to hurt? Have you allowed yourself to quote unquote mourn? What is the process that you've gone through? I've had clients who have, you know, stepped out and been involved in infidelity.
Yeah.
And they're having the best sex of their lives, even after infidelity. Now, I'm not excusing infidelity. Please do not go outside and have sex with somebody else who's your spouse because I said, because I said no. I'm just saying that the process is missing. And that's where people like us come into play. You need counseling. It's just like, for example, you know, when you're in the plane. Yeah. 99% of the time, the plane is going off course. It's those people in that, what's it called? Control room that help you control the plane. That's what we are here for, to control the process, to get you from pain island to pleasure island. You enjoy sex afterwards. I haven't necessarily, those who have come through me anyway, I can only speak for my clients. It's a struggle. But it's the forgiving, it's the mental process, it's the lies you tell yourself. And also remember that because you're so hard on unforgiveness, the enemy will amplify what you're telling yourself. So you're telling yourself, and it's a mental torture because you're like, okay, if he touches me this way, was it the way that he touched
Yeah.
If he, you know, strokes me this way, was it the way that he stroked Bolanle?
Yeah.
You know, if he, do you understand? That process of forgiving is very key. And that's where people like ourselves come into play. You can't do it by yourself. I'm not even trying to be modest. And it's not because I want to sell my kids. You cannot get there by yourself because there are always triggers that will come up. And those are the triggers that we address and help you get over. The triggers, before you know it, listen.
It can take weeks. It can take months. It can even take, you know,
I don't want to say years, but it's a process. And it's a process that you need somebody to help you, to guide you. If you're still thinking about, you know, the way he was with his unfaithful partner,
yeah,
that means there's still a level of unforgiveness there.
Sure.
So you need to ask your question, what have I really forgiven? I don't mean to go spiritual, but why not? Forgive and forget. Is it really easy to forgive and forget? I'm not saying that it's easy,
yeah,
but I'm saying that there's a process that you need to go through to get to that stage. I mean, we don't have time to go through all that process, yeah, but like I mentioned, the disclosure, the only part that I don't take part, you know, get involved in with the couples is the discovery process. That process is when your spouse has told you that I cheated, or you caught your spouse in the act of,
yeah,
you know, cheating. Then you go through everything. Then we deal with the hurt partner, which is different to the way we deal with the unfaithful partner,
yeah,
before you now start bringing the two of you together. Because like I said, say for example, I'm 35 and my husband is 40. 40 plus 35, that's 75 years of history that we're bringing into the marriage that we don't know what has happened. We don't know whether he was sexually abused. We don't know whether I was sexually abused.
Yeah.
We don't know anything that has happened in our past that is triggering the act of infidelity, number one. And then also, do I have a hard time forgiving my spouse? Because based on what I'm used to, was my, like you said earlier, culture, with the home I was raised, do we forgive and forget?
Mm.
Do you understand what I mean? So it goes back to all these traits. It's not something that we can sit down and address right now. You need to really check yourself. If you can't forget, quote unquote, you need to check yourself why. Ask yourself those questions. You haven't gone through the process. I don't want to say that it's damage proof, but the process that we have, you know, taken couples on,
yeah,
they have come out more better than they were ever was. And then, you know what? You tend to even learn about yourself. And the one thing I will say to the hurt partner is, please forgive yourself.
Hmm.
It is not your fault.
And so some people are like,
it is
forgive.
Not your fault.
Is it that easy?
No, you have to forgive yourself. Because you can't blame yourself for the act of your spouse.
So, yeah, true.
It hurts, yes. It's you know, heartbreaking, yes. But please forgive yourself so that you can move on.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's a deep one.
Yeah, it's a deep one. It's a serious one. Because most times, even before the act, some of us have vowed that if someone should ever cheat on you,
yeah,
you're going to work out. Those are things
that's a new way now, yeah.
That's something you vow to yourself, that you're not going to allow this to happen to you.
Yeah.
So when it happens,
yeah,
you find it so difficult because you've already told yourself,
right,
that truth, that this is what
that lie
I'm going to do. So when it happens, you are broken. You are now in a fix.
Mm.
You're not in a fix because the truth of the matter is that a lot of things you've invested into the relationship,
yeah,
your esteem is involved, you know, just like she was saying, that don't blame yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How won't I blame myself? Because when you came to me, you were telling me every good thing that I needed to hear to confirm that I'm the best than the rest.
Mm.
But so how come this is happening? So something is wrong somewhere. It's either I have a problem or you have a problem. So there's that struggle that is it the victim this time around, you know, that we have to go through. However, the willingness of the culprit to work with the one hurting is the most important thing. You find out that some people will do it and they
don't care about it.
Yeah, and they're reckless about it. Yeah. Like, okay, yes, I've done it. Yeah.
That's the major problem.
And some will. And
yeah, that's
the terrible thing about us here is that I used to say that we are not really respectful. We are not really respectful. We salute one another. Salutation is not respect.
Mm-hmm.
And emphasis has always been on salutation. Mm-hmm. Greet me. It's really very Yoruba person. Mm-hmm. Prostrate. As in, and calling the person older than you, brother, sister,
yeah, uncle.
And that's what we regard as respect.
Yeah.
But respect is you giving due honor and value to an individual, because this person is a human being like you. So you can respect someone younger than you. So we don't respect even people's opinion, their emotions. So that's what we've learned over time.
Yeah.
So if I hurt you, I just expect that when I say, sorry, that should be okay for you. So if you're not saying you're still not okay, then something is wrong
with you and not me.
And that is why sometimes when I'm telling people about saying thank you and sorry, I always tell them that you're not teaching children well. You're only telling them, say this, what to say. You are not teaching them the act, the real value. Why am I saying it? You should say it because you mean it. Say it because you believe it. So you, if you're going to see some children telling their parents, I love you now, it's because, say, tell mommy you love her. Tell daddy you love him. So it's, the child does not understand that, okay, this is what it feels.
Yeah.
So it is very difficult. You know, it is very, especially for men who are not really, really emotionally intelligent. So it is very difficult for you to even understand how the person is hurting. Do you understand me? Sometimes you're not doing it intentionally, but you can't even understand.
Yeah.
I just expect that if I tell you sorry, that should be enough.
And that's a major
because that's what people demand.
Yeah.
That you say sorry, and I've said sorry.
And so that's one problem we have. So a lot of, I've heard women say, you know what? He apologized and then he feels we shouldn't talk about it again.
But apology is nothing.
So they don't want to talk about, so for them, I've apologized to you. So once you want to bring it up, they cut you off. Like, I've apologized. So what else do you want? Do you want my head?
But Spice, apology means that you are sorry for what you have done and you will never do it again. Most times you say, I'm sorry. And then you step on my feet again.
So what they, no, they're not, they're not even sorry.
They're not demanding.
They're not even sorry. No, do you know what they're sorry for? They are sorry because you cut them, not because of the fault they had.
Exactly.
Do you understand? So I'm sorry you cut me cheating. Oh, you found I'm cheating.
No, I'm sorry.
But I'm not sorry because I had fun.
I'm
sorry you're crying.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. There's no remorse. There's no remorse. And that's what I tell my clients, that listen to me. This thing can only work not by saying sorry, but by changing your action. You did something to betray me. You have to do something to gain my trust back. Do you understand what I mean?
That's
the act of infidelity is a betrayal. No matter how we want to look at it, whether it's physical, emotional, whatever, you just betrayed my trust, right? Yeah. So moving on, you have to work at gaining my trust back. And then, like you're saying, in this part of, it's so difficult for the men to rise up and say, I am sorry, I will change, and I'm ready to go through the process with you. Remember, counseling, there's a stigma.
They don't even want to hear that.
Exactly.
You can't even bring it up.
Stigma attached to counseling.
Yeah.
I've said I'm sorry. I've said I'm sorry. Get over it now. Oh yeah, I can't bring my food. Oh yeah, lie down. But whereas, and another thing is that a woman loves differently to a man.
Please hold it there. A woman loves differently to a man. That is another story entirely. You know how we feel? The emotion, they just don't care. Sorry. Move on. Women, no. We want to be pampered. We want you to show us you're really sorry. But hey, on this time, I'm going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about those who ignore their spouse whilst they're getting it hot outside. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. If you're just joining, this is The Sex Show, and all we do is talk about sex. Tonight, we're also talking about sex and infidelity. Yes. Before we went on break, Secret Place Husband and Okwe has been able to explain to us that, hey, it's not all about saying sorry. There is more to saying sorry. The moment you say sorry, you have to learn to gain the trust back. But hey, we really hope that this gets to help someone and change a lot of people's mindset, especially in this part of the world. So, Secret Husband, I'm coming back to you. Now, a lot of times, so many people who are having it outside, because probably, let me break it, let me create a picture. So today I asked people to send in their infidelity story, and I had over 80% of real life message from women. Now, the major thing I got from this woman's story, it was only one who said his the other guy's penis was small. Most of them said they have bigger penis. And so the fact that it's bigger and they got more orgasm, they got to squirt, they had more fun cheating. Now, the truth about it is, I had to ask questions from some of them in my DM. I didn't want to go public with that.
Yeah.
And so I realized that the moment they started having fun outside,
yeah,
the sex at home became a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't want him anymore. He wasn't good at it. You know, that was bigger, that was better. Mm-hmm. You know, so at home was more like, you know what, if I can just do without having sex with this man, or if I can do without having sex with this woman, and let me keep to that. But we have a lot of people who, especially men, mm-hmm. yes, I'm going to say especially men, mm-hmm. yeah, who forget they have a woman in bed mm-hmm. because, you know, they get anytime, any day. Mm-hmm. Unlike women, we know how to cover up. So we always still, you know, allow you, even if you just shall do and go. Mm-hmm. But you know, but men, it's more of a mental thing. Yeah. Men, they want to see you and feel like, I must. But for their wives, it's like, the connection is no longer there. Mm-hmm. So why do people enjoy so much outside and forget? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm of the opinion that, okay, even if you're doing outside, I still remember there's somebody at home. Mm-hmm. But they just ignore, like, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 6 months. Someone told me she has not had sex in 2 years. Mm-hmm. They sleep in the same bed. Mm-hmm. But in 2 years, they've not had sex. Mm-hmm. But he's getting there constantly. So what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes, you know, most times, people focus on the physical intimacy. But it's mm-hmm. beyond that. There's that emotional attachment. And once there is a communication bridge,
yeah,
it's very likable that anybody who engages you at that point in time, right, you definitely almost have a portion of your heart.
Mm.
So because the person has your ears already, so you can talk to this person at every point in time. So it's not just about the sex. It's about the security that the person is offering you. And you've like, okay, yeah, I think I'm comfortable in this place. Mm-hmm. So the bridge in communication is what we need to check. If somebody says, oh, because I'm able to achieve my fantasies out there, it's not like you don't have someone you can achieve it with at home. Mm-hmm. If you guys can communicate,
mm-hmm.
if you can share your fantasy and you will be judged by those things. Mm-hmm. If you have, you know, it reveals the state of your relationship. It reveals the state of your relationship for you if you are comfortable with discussing something very crucial to you with someone else other than your partner.
Mm.
That already in itself is infidelity. Mm. That is blossoming.
Yeah.
It's cheating already.
What happens when you have a spouse that won't just understand?
So can I just...
You know, when I did a fantasy story, a lot of people said, especially for women, they have spoken to their husband. Okay, for a woman who says she wants to go to a strip club, the man says it's not a place for married women. Mm. Yet it's always going.
Mm-hmm.
For a woman who wants a threesome, the husband is saying, no, you are for the devil. Yet he cheats.
So what is more important to you, going to the strip club or your relationship?
It's a...
Because the truth of the matter is that it comes with patience.
Mm.
Do you understand? Yes. There are a lot of virtues and values that surround relationship that make it work.
Yeah.
That you can't jump that process.
Right.
There's no way. You just have to chill. You have to find a way to talk about these things so that both of you can have the same understanding.
Can I also interject and say that it's the 80-20 rule? You have the 80% at home, but the 20% that is missing is the most exciting. It's more exciting. There's fantasies achieved. There's things that you can't, quote unquote, do in your bedroom. Now, as you were saying about communication, if I need something, I call my husband my guinea pig. If I need something, best believe we're going to have that conversation and we're going to find a compromise as to how you're going to please me and allow me to achieve what I need to achieve.
Yeah.
He started something talking about intimacy. Intimacy means into me see.
Yeah.
So when you are not seeing all of me,
yeah,
you're not seeing into me, I'm not giving you my all, something is missing. That's why the 20% that's missing, the maybe the bum shorts, like I said, the fantasies, you're getting it outside. It's more than what you can. That's why most of the time, men will not leave their wives for their side chicks, because there's value that the wife is bringing, but the excitement overshadows the value most of the time. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're out there thinking, ah, there's something missing. And automatically the 20%, you just see the 20%. Now, I tell people all the time also that when you and I are having a conversation, girl on girl, there's nothing that you can do on this world. that will make me attracted to you, that I would want to have a sexual relationship with you. But it's different with Secret Place Wife now. I'm close with you. We talk about, I don't know, football, for example.
Yeah.
And we know the players, we do everything. But because there's no sexual attraction towards us, I'm not going to sleep with you or, you know, have that in my head.
Yeah.
But if I'm with Secret Place Wife and husband now, and we're talking about football, and we're conversing, and, you know, we're sharing things, and did you watch the game last night? Did you, we're talking about the world, the different cups and, you know, people playing the football. And I just sit back one day and I look at you and I look at my husband and I say to myself, I wish my husband knew about football as much as Secret Place Wife. I've opened the can of worms. Mm. I've opened it. Then I'm so, say for example, we work in the same office. I'm eager to get to the office at 7 a.m. Mm. You know, there's it's not my work now. It's the excitement that I get from him.
Okay, that's a very natural circumstance. So how do we do without
it? It's guarding. No, it's not doing without it. I think that's the mistake that because a lot it happens, of people make.
Like, you can find yourself in that situation.
Into anybody.
You don't understand that.
But it's when you realize, it's when you notice that this is happening, that you actually need to check yourself.
But some people don't even know it is happening because they're so into it.
Because
they're so into it.
Let me tell you something. If I'm having this conversation with Secret Place husband, I can't speak for a man, but I know that as women, if it was Secret, I was married to you and you were doing that to another girl, and you've told me about that you're doing it to another girl, you know, there's a reluctancy that will come in, and I would tell you, check yourself.
Yeah.
Check your heart. What's Shiniqua doing?
Yeah.
What's Chinene doing?
No.
What's Bonane doing?
You can spot it from
my That's why we complain too much and we nag every time.
Yes.
Because even before it happens, we've seen it.
Yes, you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
You guys,
but men don't see until they fall.
Sometimes, but you are just having, you know, an honest conversation.
Innocent.
Yeah.
But
not to say that you don't know that at that point in time there is an attraction already that you should cut it. Do you understand?
That's where
you are impressing someone and you like the response you get.
Exactly. It's that 20%.
Because if the person turns you off or the person tuned off or is not interested anymore, you pack yourself. You
package yourself and you see.
Do you understand now? You know, you go, right, I'm rejected.
Yes.
Do you understand? So because you're doing it and you're getting response, so you're being encouraged, you're inspired, you're firing on, then you're thinking, what more can I say? What more I do?
And your attention switches from your wife. Why? Because you don't see finish, quote unquote.
But the question now is, can you cheat on someone that you love? Because if
what has love got to do with it? Are you saying
at that point in time that you're having that conversation with that person?
Yeah.
You see, because the truth of the matter is that when you're in love with someone, you're always thinking about doing everything with that person.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah. You want to go on dinner date with them. When you're eating, you're like, oh, I wish this person is the one I'm eating with. Or when you're talking, I wish this person that I'm seeing this TV, I'm seeing this program
that's
with.
Happened
you are just
marriage.
Thinking about them. Do you understand now? Yeah. And you know, at a point in time, sometimes, if you love that person, you can use that situation that you are in to remind yourself of the person that you love.
Mm.
So, you know, just having that sweet conversation with this person, like, should inspire you to take your phone and say, hey, honey, are you
doing
it?
That's right. That's the precautions you can put into place. So you look at it and be like, I'm enjoying this conversation with Secret Place husband. Oh, yeah. I have a husband though.
Yeah.
And then you get, that's where, you know, the excitement. So transferring of that excitement that you are finding outside. Now, the problem majority of the time is that you don't get the response that you're looking for from the person.
That's it. I was going to say that.
But it stems from communication.
Mm-hmm. Hold
there
on.
There is something lacking.
Lacking, yeah.
That, you know, you can't get that excitement from the person. What is it? Instead of saying, I'm not getting the excitement, let me step out. Your job is to, why are you not responding the way I need you to respond?
Mm.
What is it? Do you know that if you don't do it this way, there are people
you need to talk about it.
It's communication.
You see me putting my hand
It's communication.
A lot of people at home are like, If all these people understand.
You know,
if we don't, but the truth is whether you like it or not.
Because when we hide a lot of most of those things, you understand, we hide them in our heart. And sometimes you think that, oh, it's not going to bite, it's not going to hurt us. Like, okay, I can deal with it on my own. Most of those things, you can't deal with them on your own. You should open up with your partner. Can you tell your partner that, oh, I saw a very smart young man today. I was having a conversation with him.
I had a crush on the guy.
During this period of time that my wife's not around, I was watching a TV program with my friends about two men. You know, and they're like, that lady looks like your wife. That lady looks like your wife. And I picked my phone and I was trying to get in touch with my wife because I reminded me of my wife.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? So instead of me crushing on the woman,
person.
He reminds me of my husband. Let me send a message. But before I send a message, I won't do that on live TV. I'm going to send a message behind you guys so you don't see my expression because I know how to feel when I send a message. Anyway, on this, I'm going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we will know what response we get to receive from our spouse after sending this message. He reminds me of my husband. Let me get him and get myself in the mood. Don't go anywhere because I'm going to be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Tonight we're also talking about infidelity and sex. So, I'm opening up the phone for WhatsApp messages and text messages only. Biko, no calls. Do not call. Yes. Anyway, before I go back to my guest or start reading your messages, come December 15th, I am bringing in my people. Yes, you. Yeah. If you want to join me. So I'm going to be having a sex workshop, the very first of its kind in Nigeria. Never seen before. We are used to a lot of workshop, too much talking. No. On this one, I'm not doing talking. Practicals. And I'm bringing the one that, in short, I'm not going to tell who I'm bringing. She's a sex expert coming all the way from United States of America. This is what she does for a living. So if I'm bringing that kind of person, you know your sex life can never, ever, even when the devil sits on it, remain the same. Trust me. December 15th, follow at This Is Pop Central on Instagram. Follow at Sex Talk with Soul Spice to get all your information. You can also send us WhatsApp messages. You can send us text messages. You can send a DM to any of the Instagram pages to get info on this event. Remember I said it's a sex workshop. You don't even want to imagine. You can't even think of it. Don't even try. Because you won't get it. Yeah? Come prepared. Be a couple. In short, I prefer you come as a couple. You never can. So when you get honey, you know where to turn to. I pray you get through with it. Yeah? Anyway. So today we're talking about infidelity and sex. And I want to read this message. So this person says, Soul Spice, good evening. Sometimes it feels like you can pick your topics because of me. How did you know? It's because of you now. If I don't pick it, well, who am I picking it for? Yeah. So my partner cheated on me for the first time in 3 years, a few days before his birthday. This was in August. I found on his birthday September. So he cheated in August. She found out in September. He begged and promised it would never happen again. I thought I had forgiven and forgotten. But just yesterday here, we were having sex and I started thinking of this. And I started thinking if this was the way he did her. Yeah. I immediately started crying. He's already getting mad that I bring this up whenever I remember. And I'm always triggered too because he's still friends with her. What do I do and how do I forget this?
So it's not, I can't sit here and tell you that these are the steps where I do it. No, we've already addressed it earlier. You need to go through the process. You need to get in touch with me. We need to have this conversation. It's a process of forgiveness. First of all, like I've said already, we said it earlier, that you need to forgive yourself. It is not your fault. Whatever the lies that he has told you, you need to put that beside and, you know, not concentrate on not the lies that he has told you, the lie that you've told yourself. You have to forgive yourself. After forgiving yourself, you need to be open and honest with your spouse. We need to gain trust. Your husband said he was sorry. What has changed? Has anything changed? Do you still have, you know, access to his phone? If you don't have access to his phone, do you call? When you call, do you go to voicemail? Does your number go to voicemail? There's, you know, when you send text messages or WhatsApp messages, does he respond immediately? These are the things that I term triggers. So there are triggers that you're imagine having sex. And
so
you are
thinking, one of our trigger is he's still friends with her.
That's it. I was going to go there. What action is he still taking to convey that he's sorry on your spouse and still remain friends with the person?
Is that not possible? What if you cheated and then you're sorry, but you're still friends with that person? You're not going to cheat again.
It's not.
From some of the messages I got today, so a particular woman said she cheated on her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a particular guy who she liked so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sex was fantastic, but she told herself she would never do it again. The guy kept on coming and she never did.
So that it, you're just one day, time will tell. Time is a revealer of all things. One day, you don't know what would happen. You can't put yourself in fire and expect not to get burnt. Just because I didn't get burnt today doesn't mean that tomorrow I will not get burnt.
Somebody didn't get burnt in the past.
Now, listen. Different doesn't mean better.
It doesn't.
Mm.
And it's what you're telling sweet. Yourself. Yeah.
Different.
Very sweet. Why don't you have the number one sweeter now?
Yeah, it's because it got used to the taste. Now.
Exactly.
The difference doesn't mean better. It doesn't mean that, okay. Because if over time, if you put yourself, if you test that affair, with the same set of issues that your relationship is going through, if you test that affair with it, it will fizzle out in no time.
Mm. Exactly.
Because there's no commitment
it's
there.
80-20.
The goal is just to fool ourselves.
Yeah.
The goal is just to make each other feel better. Just like the same way drug will make you feel. And make you feel good and make you come for more. So that's just that thing. It just triggers something in your brain that makes you feel like, oh, you're good here. This is good. This is, can't you see that it's different? Can't you see that it's better? Sometimes it's even better at home than outside.
True.
It doesn't mean that it's bad inside. Sometimes but it's just that thing that is there. Sometimes it is lack of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just hear people having this discussion. Have you done this before? And you're like, oh yeah, that's true. I hope I'm not missing in this short life
that's
of
right.
mine.
Mm.
I think I need to catch up. I need to catch up. So you go home, then you share your new idea.
Yeah.
And your partner is wondering, where is this coming from? You that but I
what
know.
What about those partners who now use it against you? Or is that what she taught you? Or, you know, sometimes you have people who really want to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you don't have a partner that is understanding, you really want to talk, but you hear them say, oh, is that what Jocelyn? Is that how she did it to you? Because I have a particular friend who cheats till date because he wants new styles in bed. He wants new things. But the wife will always go back to what he did.
Because most times people are not friends with their partners anymore.
There's no communication.
Because at the beginning, you don't force, you don't walk away.
Yeah.
There's a way you convince the person. How do I put it? You know, there's a way you convince this person to be with you.
Negotiate.
There's a way, thank you. There's a way you negotiate it. There's a way you put the person to your side. So what happened to that? So you just thought, okay, now I have you. Once I just bring the idea, you just follow suit. So if you're not following suit, then
it's...
You know, sometimes some people think that if I'm not cheating you, I'm doing you a favor for not cheating on you.
Mm.
You're just doing you a favor. If you're not careful now...
Sometimes culture. Yeah. You know, parents have your wailing boys.
Yeah,
my son.
And those are things that people are supposed to have noticed in relationships.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? While dating.
That's
so I've noticed all those things.
If you have told yourself the truth, yeah.
If you face things, you'd have seen what you're going into, that this is the reality of what's going to happen. So it's just like, well, I'm doing a favor. Just behave yourself.
Okay, let me read this. So I said, I'm writing you from Niger Republic.
Mm-hmm.
I have two wives. I am not sexually satisfied. After two. Okay. I don't want to masturbate every day. I don't want to cheat on them. In brackets, you would get sex with another woman. I talked with everyone, but I still didn't get the solution. How can I do this? Don't say my name, please. Don't worry. It's me. Your name is so spice. So what can he do? He's got two wives and he's still not sexually satisfied. I don't know.
There's a blockage somewhere. There's a void somewhere. There's something that he's telling himself that only sex can fill. Mm. So I'll tell you a story about it. There was a study that was conducted so many years ago about why people drink while you become an alcoholic. And they found out that it's this thing called HALTB. So H-A-L-L-T-B. So
yeah,
you,
yeah, HALTB, yeah.
When you're hungry, you drink.
Yeah.
Just to satisfy that hunger. The A in HALTB stands for anger. When you're angry, you drink because you don't know what else. You don't want to do something that you would not do necessarily. When you're lonely, you turn to the drink. That's the L.
Yeah.
T, when you're thirsty, you drink. The first thing to do, thirsty and tired.
Yeah.
So when you're tired and thirsty, obviously tiredness will lead to thirst. Yeah. You go there and drink. And then the B is when you're bored. So we can then transfer all of that that they see. It's just to do with addiction.
Yes.
It's the definition or the answer that they've given to addiction.
Mm.
That you're hungry, you're angry, you're lonely, you're tired or thirsty, and then you're bored. So all these factors come into play when you are not getting satisfied at home. I think you have two wives and not one.
I don't know.
There's an underlining factor.
Yeah.
That we need to go, we have to go through, strip everything and go to the background. Yeah. It's not.
If you're talking about sex alone.
Then really, yes.
If you're talking about sex alone, then you can go on and on and say, okay, yes, you want to have more wives.
Yeah.
You want to go out and, you know, and have more sex.
Yeah.
Just if you're talking about sex alone.
There's a void.
But this is not just about sex.
Yes, sir.
It can't be. With two women in the house.
This is not just about sex. You know, there's something missing, just like what she said. You know, it's just like you have the flesh and the bone. Just something is holding something.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You see the flesh, but the internal structure of the bone is there. So most times, what we focus on is just the sex, but something is holding it.
Yeah.
Something is missing.
Yeah.
Something is missing. So sometimes, you know, I was thinking about addiction that some people, you know, some people think that they think that they are sexually addicted. You know, I at a point in time, I went to check myself personally. I went to check, like, okay, I want to know, like, the way I think about sex, is it normal? Do you understand now? Like, are you sure I'm all right?
Yeah,
you
normal.
Know, sometimes I try to figure out from guys, like, okay, like, how often do you think about this stuff? Do you understand now? You know, coupled with the fact that, okay, I was abused, so that took away my
innocence
and my understanding of, okay, whether I am okay or whether I am normal.
Yeah.
So
like, is this how normal? Yes, I was always questioning myself. Like, so that's there is something that he needs to work on.
Yeah.
And I hope when he finds it, he will not just settle for one out of the two women.
Yeah, that's the danger,
That's a deep one. Okay, so let's talk about sexual diseases. So you cheat. It's one thing to cheat and I forgive you. It's another thing to cheat without a condom.
Yeah.
And then you still bring the same thing to me. How do we deal with, especially with women? Women get a lot of this, you know, infection, going to the clinic up and down.
It's basically, okay, so my husband cheated. Or their husband cheated on them and then they came home and gave them STDs, sexually transmitted.
Yeah.
So the question is, what next?
Yeah.
What is the repercussions? What are you telling your husband? What are you telling yourself? Most of the time, he's done it once. Did you forgive him?
We always forgive him.
So it's the
forgive and love.
It's because of the shame attached to you coming out to say, this is what, you see, the marriage that the wedding was glamorous,
right?
And you all attended. This is what is happening to that marriage. And there's so much shame attached to it that you can't go out and tell friends and tell people that this is what is happening. You know. However, we have some people. All these things that we are saying, and we're sounding sane. We have some people that they've walked away
Yeah.
Completely.
As in walked away from things like this. Mm. Like, I can't take this and I can't take this.
It's your health first.
And even when people have blamed them to say, oh, you know, some women have been termed stubborn. You're very stubborn. Mm. You know, you should have stayed. You know, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Or stay for your children.
Stay for your children. You know, some will say, I can't take it and I can't take it. The truth of the matter is that there must be a consequence. And the truth is, when someone is cheating, the person needs help.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. That person needs help. So you need to know that you need help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most important thing. You need help. A cheating partner needs help.
So how do we let them know? Because they don't believe they need help. They believe you that refuse to forget.
So we
or
do,
let go, need help.
We encourage one-on-one. So, for example, if your spouse cheated and he's not remorseful, I'll use he in this case, he's not remorseful. What tends to happen is that we have
a caller. Okay. Hello. they won't stop calling. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
I want to buy a condom.
You want to buy a condom? Okay. Please send a WhatsApp message. I'm sure he meant was that we did penis extender. Please send a WhatsApp message.
Okay.
It's up. Thank you. Do you suck condom?
You can walk down the road and say, want to buy condom? Chemist. Please go visit your nearest chemist.
Yeah. I'm sure he meant a penis extender. So that's why he's calling the condom. You never can tell anything. Okay. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Hello?
Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? I don't like noise during sex, and you know that.
At least the noise come from you.
Hello? Okay, so we lost her.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I don't like noise, yeah? So in case we pick your call, please immediately turn down the volume of your TV set. People keep complaining. I don't pick your calls. Now I want to start picking your calls. Your TV. Once I hear any, no matter how small the noise is, and I get turned off, that's the end. Forget it. I always want to get turned on. Okay. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello.
Hello.
Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, I think I might have to let her go. I want to believe it's network, so it's better. Okay, so I have a message. Let's just go back to the WhatsApp message. Mm-hmm. My husband claims to love me and respect, but I don't have access to his phone. Okay, a lot of messages dropping, yeah? And each time I get the opportunity to check his chat, I get to see messages he sends to ladies and how he admires her boobs.
Is it boobs girl?
What if she doesn't have big boobs? Or what if... I don't know. It can be hurting.
It's hurtful, definitely. This is emotional cheating. There's no... two ways to define it is emotionally cheating. I guess the underlining factor of everything that we've spoken today is the fact of communication. Let's check what we signed up for. What did he do prior to the time? Did he tell you that he was a boobs guy before you got married? He's admiring. Obviously, you can't. These things are expensive, right? The plastic surgery is expensive. You can't just because you want to quote unquote please your husband.
I wouldn't even do that for my husband. Do you understand?
For yourself first. So you need to let's have that conversation. What is it about these boobs? Mm. What is it about mine that you don't like? And also maybe the boobs is just even a facade covering up for something else. So he's not physically cheating, but he's already there with the emotional cheating.
Okay, so okay, she ended the message to say, and if I confront him, he would always say they are just friends, nothing attached. What do you think I should do?
The truth of the matter is that this is a habit that your husband has formed.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's it's not about you. It's not about what you have or what you don't have. Yeah. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Even if this guy is married to whoever today
that has the biggest boobs in the world,
as in whatever the case may be, it will still, you know, it will never be enough for him. So there's something in his, these are the people that we're talking about. He needs help. Okay. He needs to realize that there's something that is fundamentally wrong with him.
But she asks that, what should I do? I think you need to speak to your husband and then also find help.
No, she has done that, and then he keeps saying they're just friends. So I think she needs the issue. She is the issue now.
Okay, so you need to reach out to
two
one of
things. You draw the line. You call him to order and say,
yeah,
this cannot happen. If this happens, this... Okay, now... Let's discuss what would be the consequence for us. So it's not just talking about for us. So, because you might find this even on my phone as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what happens when you find this on my phone? I'm not just speaking for myself.
We have a caller. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, may I know where you're calling from, please?
I want to tell you my name, Reed. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, I can hear you.
I'm calling from Yebode.
From Yebode, okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I want to really tell you because I'm hearing about... I have a question, but... I have a question that is the question I did not answer. The question is not...
Okay, I think we are having network issues. It's not clear. Please send a WhatsApp or call back. Okay, so let me say this. Hello, good evening. I'm currently battling with my emotions. Been married for a little over 2 years. And my husband keeps having conversation with women about how he wants to have them. How he wants to have sex with them. I've never caught him cheating physically, but the chats are enough. Every time I see those chats, I confront him. He pretends... so many messages coming in. Every time I see all those chats, he pretends to be sorry, but never stop. Last week, I saw one erotic chat and I left the house. He called his uncle to speak to me. I came back home, but the arrogance in which he even said, if you like, believe me or not, I didn't sleep.
You're making it easy for him. Like, you don't even need to go on sex to Evan Spice. Like, you're making it easy for him.
Yeah.
They begged you. You didn't see any changes whatsoever, and you returned. You packed the same bags that you packed out because you felt disrespected.
Yeah.
He hasn't changed. It's the same bags that you packed
and
back.
And now he's saying whether she like believe
and
me or not.
And he's now nonchalant. He's now unrepentant. Yeah. He's now no remorse. And you think that he's going to change. You haven't placed any value on yourself for him to even change, first of all. Know your worth. And this is why I have one-on-one conversations with women especially. Can you please know your worth?
Mm.
Know that you are the gift to this man.
Mm.
Know that you were created as a helpmeet to this man. Mm. Know that without you as a woman, he is not necessary. He can't achieve what God has called him to be. He can't be 100% who he was called to be.
Mm.
Know your worth. Mm. Know your value. Mm. Pack your bag and leave forever if you need to.
Mm.
I am a recovery specialist. I enjoy being, in the recovery, but you have to know your worth and demand that he pays the price for your worth.
Yeah. Mm. Not me, because it's important. Anyway, it's okay. No, I represent the figure.
Yeah, I know.
That's okay. But sincerely, that's what she needs to do. Because right now, we really don't have that legal backing.
That's
that people
right.
People fall back on. But there's one thing. That's why you need to make sure that your image in the eyes of your spouse is uptight. In the sense that they must know that they are missing something when you walk away from them. When you walk out of their life, they must know that their whole world is crumbling. So that's something you have to build. You have to let him realize that.
Right.
That's something you have to build. It's a deep one.
So before you can even come and make that negotiation to say, no, you cannot do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would think what about values? You and say, yeah. Who are you?
Yes.
In the first place, yes, who sir. Are you?
That's a big problem. Who are you? What's your worst? Whatever it is. Hey, this is too much for me to take. Trust me. even as Soul Spice, it's a lot for me to take. So on this note, I need to take a break. Because my head is banging, yeah. And when I come back, we'll dive deeper into your messages, your text messages, your WhatsApp, and your calls. Don't go anywhere. And don't fight.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, it's been a hot night, yeah. And seriously, it's not as hot as it used to be, really, because this hotness is emotionally draining, yeah. I feel a lot of people's pain. You know, I sit here and I'm feeling like we were on break and I was kind of angry. Mm. I'm not being cheated on, no, but you know, I found myself in that space of anger. Like, why would you cheat on me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out, rather than tell me the truth, you lied to me again. And then I find out you lied and they're telling me, sorry now. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to The Sex Show.
Good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
I'm from Benin.
Benin, okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I want to ask a question.
Okay, please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, my sister. The question that I want to ask my sister, my daughter has issues with her husband.
Okay.
They listen to... So, the day, Europe.
Okay.
The man can carry my daughter and go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they are the boyfriend and girlfriend. The boy never pay for him. Never pay.
Okay.
The girl don't pay for him for them.
All right.
Okay. With the Christian hope. So the time where my daughter meet the guy, say the Christian, the end of the day, the man left Europe to Benin, come and enjoy Juju. Call Juju what they call Ajilala.
Okay.
He did tell my daughter. He did say my daughter that he want to come and drink the house for Benin.
Okay.
After when he can't go back to the Europe now, he tell my daughter that somebody steal his drink. People tell her to go and sell him. So that is deceiving. Nana, he with my daughter, they are quarreling. And now they give my daughter money to eat. Fight, big fight. So they caught each other. After when they caught each other, my daughter called tell and say, look, the only so they do juju to fuck now you know. Wait to talk, he called you that wait to talk kill you. So the man got chatting, huh? You are using to cursing me, huh? It's abomination. So my daughter tell her that it's not we are just boyfriend and girlfriend. You are not pay my dad. So that is the wala. So I don't want to tell you people to let you have you look after this matter.
Okay, ma. All right, thanks for calling. Okay. So it's a matter of they are not married. He has not paid the right price. They are having issues. I don't know. She insulted him with vagina, kind of sleeping around.
Who is sleeping around? The man?
The man's daughter?
The caller's daughter? Yes, yeah. Is married, is living with a man who has not paid a bride price.
Right.
They live abroad. So probably he came home for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
and then they went back, they had an issue,
mm-hmm.
and that's a problem. So now they're having a big fight. He's not giving her money to eat. He's not doing anything. I think that the major issue is because she's in another country.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not even the. It's not the man's. it's not the spouse, should I use that word? It's not the spouse's fault.
Yeah.
It's the value that you're facing yourself. You, what you can't take sitting down, don't take it standing up. Or be what you can't take standing up. I've mixed it up. But you know the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
It's the value that you're placing yourself. If you demand that, look, before I come and live with you, you have, there's certain things that you have to do. There's, you know, ask for my hand in marriage, you know, before we call.
It doesn't work that way every time. Sometimes you just fall in love.
Yeah, that's why you have to be guided.
Yeah, it's love and guidance.
You have to be guided. You have to learn how to preserve and protect yourself.
Mm.
You have to learn.
We don't see that bad part. We just...
Yeah. You excuse it. So you
I mean, when it now gets to the point where there's nothing left there, you can't really blame anybody but yourself because you saw it.
Yeah. Okay, so this person says, we were dating... When we're dating, I don't check his phone. And after marriage, a few months later, I went through his chat with an ex telling her he's coming to spend the night with. And when I confronted him, he said they were just friends and he did not go to see her. Not only for her, other girls who are involved. The most annoying part is on our first year anniversary, I get to find out that he was discussing me with one of his side chick on where he's taking me to because we have not been together. So he cheats, not one person, and then he's now discussing their private life with his side chick.
Because they haven't been together. That's
is that a concern? That
well, which according one to us, he wasn't checking his phone before marriage.
Yeah.
And so he starts to check his phone after marriage.
Something
so what changed?
What changed?
Yeah,
what
something led to that.
You didn't check before marriage because you were the one.
The phone. You did not check the phone. Now you now have issues that will make you want to verify some things, you know. And
what's important to her? The question that she seems more concerned with. Okay, you can have side chicks, but don't discuss me with your side chicks. That's what I get from that.
It's deeper than that.
It's deeper than that. Yeah.
Deeper than that for her. Yeah.
Deeper than that for her.
So this person says, "Good evening. If I suspect that my wife is cheating, what will I do to be sure? And what will I do if it's not, if it's true?"
Investigate. You investigate to, listen, you become a detective.
And what if it's not true?
If it's not true, then...
I will feel hurt.
That what?
That you didn't trust me.
It's not even about trusting. So this is the thing about when you have an inkling, something has happened. There's something missing. There was a change in behavior. What you used to do before you stopped. What you used to... How we used to communicate before changed. So can we get to the bottom of that change? You investigate if you need to investigate. But if it turns out that it wasn't so, what changed? Let's have that conversation. What is missing? What exactly were you looking for? That 80-20 rule again.
Okay, so this person says, hi, wonderful job you're doing. Just a quick question. My girlfriend has been living with me for 2 years now. We recently had an argument. She told me she's still single. And even if we were officially married, she would still go out with toasters. Am I just being a fool or what? It's kind of funny. How would you want me to be going out on dates as a married woman or even after 3 years of relationship, especially cohabitating? So they live together 2 years, you are not married to her, and then she takes a walk, and then you're angry.
Or she's gone out with somebody else.
Well, we recently had an argument, and she told me she's single, and even if we're officially married, she would still go out with toasters.
Sure,
so I think that's his own issue. Like, so even if I paid your bride price, you would still do this.
Yeah,
that's very disrespectful. That's very, very disrespectful.
I agree. But what if she's coming from the point of, you've not paid my bride price, so I'm still not your wife? Because she said she's still very single.
Yeah, that's still disrespectful. Because we had, you know, the funny thing is that these terms and agreement that we have, we have a lot that we don't verbalize. We have a lot of unwritten rules.
Mm-hmm.
We just assume that, oh, you know what the rules are in the relationship, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Do you understand? I'm supposed to get married.
You're not supposed to cheat on me. You're not supposed to look at another one. Like, you just assume that the person knows what the rules are.
Yeah.
And, you don't need to sit over it again. Like, oh, you've had relationships before and you know what is right and you know what is wrong. You just assume that people should know what is right and what is wrong. Mm. No. When you press someone new into your company, you have to give the person a fresh orientation. The person has to imbibe the corporate culture of that organization.
Yeah.
So you need to sit down and have a discourse with this person. You talk. We discuss these things. And it is while you are in that relationship, you are going out on a date, those are the times that you guys will be having that conversation. And you will play a lot of things.
Let's just even say that the person, I'm just going to try and play devil's advocate here. Let's just even say that the person has, you've done all of that. But you found out later that the person was pretending, because you get that, you know, it's not strange. The person pretends. And then this is the person's true colors. For me, it's very simple. Mark, commit to what you can commit to. This person have shown you who they are.
Mm.
Please believe them. You can't make excuses for the person, because they've shown you who they are. Maya Angelou was the one that said it best. If somebody shows you who they are, believe them. So you believe the person, what the person have said. She's threatening you now as you are single. What will happen when you get married?
Definitely.
Then that means that you don't have a lifetime commitment with the person. You move on with your life.
Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? Oh, Jesus. Okay.
The next one.
I don't know if you want me to go on my knees. I don't know if you want me to strip. I don't know if you want me to have sex. Please turn down the volume of your TV set. Like, it doesn't turn me on. Okay, now I just went dry. Yeah. Because it took me off the mood. When the mood of, you know, don't walk away, you know your work. And now that noise. You and I, you know, you don't want to have sex. And someone just, your child just comes and say, Mommy and Dad, what are you doing? That's what just happened now. Okay, we have another caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Lagos.
From Lagos. Okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay, please go ahead.
Okay. I cheated on my wife.
Okay.
And we talked about it and everything changed, you know. I was sober and everything was normal after that. But I realized that the sex life after then has not been the way it used to be.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've been trying to, talk about it, but still not getting better.
So
I don't know if there's anything. We've talked about it for a couple of times, and we're still not getting there. I don't know if there's anything we're not doing right.
Okay.
Probably there is professional advice that you can give to us.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. I'll have Okwe attend to that now. Thank you.
Basically, right. There's many questions.
Yeah.
There's many degrees or angles that we can take that from. Number one is, what was the process of, what is your wife saying to you?
Mm.
Is she reliving the sexual act? She says she has forgiven you. Has she forgotten? Number two, what's the barriers? What was it before? What is it now? Number three, what is the expectations that you are placing on your wife? What is it that you think that she started doing or what she was doing before you cheated? And what is it that you're doing now? Number four, have you changed your ways? Number five, what is the communication like? There's so many angles in which that we can, so many questions to ask. You can reach me privately at Okwe Praise, OPEPRAISE, and we can have a conversation. in which we can dissect it, because there's so many questions to ask before I can intervene. It's not a general, these kind of things, when it comes to infidelity, I found that it's not a general thing.
Yeah.
And you can't put a time frame to it. Exactly. You should have healed by now, woman.
Yes.
You can't do that, can't because do that's that. Even also putting pressure.
Well, we want to heal,
so,
but it's not that easy.
Yes. No. So that's why I said, it can't say, oh, by now, you should have been fine.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Okay,
so
that
what
word.
You're doing,
by now,
you want to reconcile, yeah. Just keep at it and do it genuinely. Do you understand?
So and
you
at old pace.
As and well. You have pace. To follow your wife's pace as well. Yeah. You have to listen to what she's saying. Listen to what she's saying and what
she's not saying.
That's very important, because the thing about it is that there's so many things that she has gone through. The hurt, the shock, the pain, the disappointment, the distrust, all of that and more is what she's carrying with her. And women are also very motherly. You know, we have that, you know, nursing thing. You give me a house, I'll give you a home. You give me groceries, I'll give you a meal. You give me a sperm, I'll give you a baby. You give me infidelity, Omo, I'll give you, you know. So.
Okay, you give me infidelity, what do I give in return?
Damn, that's nice.
I don't know. Please send me a message and let me know what you get in return. On this time, we'll be taking a break. And when we come back, who knows? I might have gotten an answer to that. You give me fidelity. What do you want in return?
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Tonight, we're still talking about infidelity and sex. Yes. To all those hurting, to all those heartbroken, to all those who feel bad, to all those who feel like strangling and killing somebody, don't, even though I know how it feels. Yeah, come December 15th, there's going to be a sex workshop. No matter the pain, please come. Come have fun. Let's help build you all over again. Let's help you bond all over again. Let's help bring life to that sex life and to your marriage. Yeah. You might think there is no way, but hey, there is always a way. With all spice, forget, there is always a way. So tonight, in case you just joined, this is The Sex Show, and we're still talking about infidelity and sex. It's been a long ride this night, yeah? A lot of emotions, a lot of messages, a lot of hurts, a lot of pain. Let me just go to these WhatsApp messages, yeah? Okay. What is this now? So I said, I just had sex on the mat in the parlor watching your show. It's a rule. You know, I always say, this thing makes me angry. Eh? Anybody that has sex on my show, whilst I'm live, pregnancy is yours in Jesus' name. Pregnancy is yours.
That's a perfect time to even have sex for people who are looking for a pregnancy.
Yes.
Yes.
No, for those who are looking for babies, pregnancy is yours. If you try doing my show, he's even telling me on the mat. Why not on the chair? Anyway.
Hopefully they don't have bruises anyway.
So this man says, what if my wife denies me sex? So the extent she pushed me out that I have to be seeing an ex, what do I do?
There's no excuse.
How did she push you? Did she push you forward? You backwards from the back?
Listen, if you're going to cheat, it's a mental thing first.
Yeah.
You're already there mentally before you do it physically. Like my brother said, it's from your heart before
yeah.
the act.
Before the act, yeah.
I say you decide to do it from your head before the...
Because you had another option.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, because you know there is an option.
Yes.
So that's why.
Yes.
Probably she didn't even push you. Probably she wasn't even pushing you.
Yes.
Yeah. Just trying to say something.
Yeah.
And you're not listening.
To her.
And you took it to mean you're asking me to go out. So you weren't paying attention. You need to just go and pay attention to that woman. That woman is saying something that you need to listen to.
Sir.
So she's not giving you the permission to go out
yes,
and fully kiss another woman. That's not what she's saying.
Okay. Hello, good evening. Welcome to The Sex Show. Okay, so we lost that one. I guess we're having issues with network, yeah? Okay, so this person says, my wife is pregnant and always afraid of having sex with her during this period. Should I stop? I'm afraid of discussing it with her.
Well, you know, the funny thing about most of these things is that we really don't talk in relationships. That's the mistake that most people make. Even ask some women that, someone will say, if you're in a gathering and say, oh, all men cheat. Someone says, oh, mine doesn't cheat. They say, how do you know yours doesn't? Say, I just know. I just believe. Something you have not discussed.
Right.
Do you understand now? Something you have, you need to discuss. You need to know. Before someone gets pregnant, you have to, that, there's a lot of learning that you need to do in this life. Do you understand now? Discuss these changes that might happen. Okay, what happens to me when you're pregnant? What happens when you don't have appetite for sex anymore? What will happen to me? What should I do? Do you understand? When you're now irritated, what should I do? What do you suggest that I do? So I know I'm doing it with the back in the mind. Knowing that, yes, you are part of this. So you need to now have that conversation, which is a very difficult one. Because what we always advise them and secretly his wife and secretly his husband is that have the conversation before the issue arises. Yes. Because at that point, it is void of emotion. But at this point in time, it is not very easy for the woman to be thinking straight. Because the woman will be thinking like, so what you're thinking about now, what's important to you now, is the sex. While I am carrying our baby and I'm feeling this way, so all you're thinking about now is the sex. And you are in a fix because it's not you that is in control of this urge for sex. It's your body that is asking. In fact, the fact that you are now even not have sex might even make you be thinking more about it.
True.
Do you understand now? True. So, both of them, what I advise that people should do in this kind of situation is that just go out on a date. Neutralize the situation.
Right.
When you are in that place, that's when you can now have that conversation casually. You now begin to have this conversation. Not when things are serious, not when things are intense. If you want to achieve a good result, you need to go out somewhere or look for an opportunity or a time where there is really, really not so much tension. Like you guys are not in that place or at that time whereby it might lead to an argument or anything. That's when you now begin to discuss these things like that. You know, jokingly, you know, bring in some humor. Look at you that you used to love the sex. Now, because you're now pregnant now, see the way you are reacting. You don't even want to see penis again. You that you cannot, you know, then jokingly, that's when you now introduce it. You now let her know your plight. Only it's not that I don't understand what you're going through. I'm with you. I feel this. But I just need you to listen to me too and feel this. So what do you think I should do? So throw the problem back to her. What do you think I should do? And what would you advise me to do? How do we go about this? You know? And that's how you solidify your relationship. All these things are meant to increase the bond. But when we don't manage them very well, they tend to take us to a place of separation because we can't manage them very well. Right. So they will always come. In fact, one pregnancy will not be like the next pregnancy. But all these are opportunities for you to build and bond in your relationship.
Wow. Tonight has been a great one. It's a night of emotions, and I know a lot of people are being healed already. I'm not that kind of pastor, so not that kind of healing. Yeah. So, Okwen, what will be your last word to that person watching you at home who is hurting, who is angry, who is frustrated, who is done?
I'll say that, first of all, it's not your fault. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself and seek help. Now, I've said a lot about partnerships and couples and all of that kind of stuff. If your husband is not willing, if your wife is not willing, it's fine. We'll do one-on-one. Reach out. Let's have this conversation off air. Let's take it out and have this conversation. But first, I think the message I came with tonight is please forgive yourself. It is not your fault. And there is healing. Once a cheat is not always a cheat. I'm here to change that narrative.
Once a cheat, it's not always a cheat. That's a deep one. Secretly, husband, what will be your word to those cheating? You know, those who feel, you know what, sorry now, she might have apologized, you know, or they do it once and they do it again and again and they keep saying sorry. What will be your word to them?
My word to you is that you need help. You need to realize that you need help. You need to understand you need help, and you need to know why you need the help. Because you think that what you're doing is okay. Probably you have people who are encouraging you to do it. Friends that you talk about these things together, and they say, oh, it's okay. Like, oh, all men do it. And, you know, first you need to know that that is not the true state of a man. That is not who you are. You need to know who you should be. That is not who you are meant to be. That is not who you're meant to be. You need to find yourself. And for once, you need to live for yourself. Mm. For once. So I want you to accept the challenge. It's a challenge. I want you to accept it, to say, okay, for once, I want to be true to myself. I want to be true to my word. I want to be true to my spouse. For once, I just want to leave this record for once, and it is possible. Mm.
Wow. You know, somehow I just feel like I'm in this state. What would I do? Would I do better? Would I feel better? Would I really forgive? Would I really walk away? Will I seek for help? Will I forgive myself? Will I blame myself? The truth is, I don't know. I really don't know. But speak up. Speak to someone. You don't have to die in silence. You don't have to cry. Mm. It's okay to cry. Cry as much as you want, but still speak to someone that can help you understand why you're crying and why you should cry. It's a deep one, yeah? Sex was made to be enjoyed, not to be endured.
Yes.
So stop giving him, okay, do and go, or let me just sleep with her and go. I get it, but that's not what it's supposed to be. So on this, I'm going to say, do have a fantastic night. For all those who want to have sex, hey, start to touch, kiss, romance, finger, whatever, I give head, blow job. You know the technique, yeah? Don't waste my time, and don't do it the wrong way. Have a sex-filled night. See you next week, Tuesday.